That probably would.
You go out and start training the pig. See what happens.
Train a pig? Oh yeah, you can train them to certain things, you know, but I don't believe you can train them to do too many things, you know.
I want to come feed him,
you know, when he was going to go in certain places to get his feed or something like that. I believe it could easily be done that all right.
Yeah, it seems like that.
That's right.
But I was really surprised to hear that too. I remembered this that I didn't ask you before. You know, we were talking about mush that you cook.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear something like that called kush?
Yeah.
Or kush-kush or kush? What is it?
Well, we understand people they take old bread, cold bread, and make it up together and crumble it all up and season it over again. They call that cook it over again, call it kush.
Kush?
Kush.
Kush. I had heard that before, but I forgot to ask you, had you heard that? That's different, though, from mush.
Yeah, that's different from mush.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I wanted to check out those two things before I forgot about it. Oh, no, and one other thing. I had three other things. Three things altogether. We were talking about burlap bags being croaker sacks when I was here before. Croaker sacks.
Oh, yeah, I understand that.
Did you ever hear that called a grass sack?
Grass sack, bag and sack, they used to call them three things.
They did?
Croaker sack, grass sack, and a bag and sack.
A bag and sack?
Yeah.
I didn't hear that before.
Yeah, three names.
Oh, croaker sack. They all the same thing?
All the same thing. Croaker sack, bag and sack, all of them had, you know, had one sack had all them three names.
Oh, I see. Okay, now I'm going to follow my little, what I've written copied down here. See, I've written off an awful lot of stuff you told me back in here.
Yeah.
And I have some little blanks that I want to go through and pick up.
Pick
so
up
that's
here.
Why I'm using two things of paper here. If someone asks you to do something and you weren't too sure about it, you might say to them, well, I don't know, I want to. I'm giving you the sentence there, I don't know.
I don't know whether I want to do that or not.
If a person has been sick for a long time, you might say, it seems he'll never pull through.
I don't think he's going to make it.
I should say, seems.
Seems like to me he's on his last go around.
All right. And if you were going to go to town, but you didn't want to go without Mrs. McGee, you might say, I won't go.
Letting you go. Come on with me or something like that.
That's what I was going to say.
I don't want to go by myself. You may be able to come on, go with me.
All right, you said what I was looking for at the first. I won't go. I won't go.
Letting you go.
Okay, that's fine. I hear a little giggle over here. Okay, I'll have some really weird ones this time. you got all the goodies last time. These are the weird ones. If someone offers you an apple, but you'd rather have an orange, you might say, couldn't you give me an orange?
In place of the apple?
All right, or instead?
Instead of the orange.
That'd be fine. Why do I like that man? Well, I guess I like him. He's so funny. I like him.
Because he has funny ways, or like have plenty of fun in him, or something like that.
Okay. And if, this is a really weird one, I don't know how to even ask it to you. If there's a funny smell around, and you can smell it, but Mrs. can't, there's an expression that sometimes people use down, and they'll say, well, the Lord help me, she smell it. The Lord help me, if, or...
Yeah, that's you don't help me smell that. Oh, honey, you don't smell that thing stinking or something like that?
Okay. I asked you before, but I wanted to see how they pronounce it in this part of the country. The church that you go to is which church? The